The podcast The Castles Metro is part of the Luni Tourism Project and is realized by Istituto Valorizzazione Castelli of the province of Massa Carrara.
The Piagnaro Castle. For centuries, the Castello di Piagnaro has stood majestically on the hill overlooking the historic center of Pontremoli, surrounded by an aura of mystery and history. Its architectural masterpiece, the result of centuries of vicissitudes, tells a story rooted in the Middle Ages, when the first fortifications were built, probably in the 11th century. Its presence is not only a monument to the past, but also a defensive bulwark that has protected the community of Pontremoli, acting as a silent guardian of battles and alliances, of peace and conflict. The name, Piagnaro, comes from the piagne, the sandstone slabs that decorate the roof of the building, a distinctive element that is woven into the local landscape. Within its walls, history has flowed like a torrent, with destruction and reconstruction shaping its appearance and meaning. Each stone tells a story of resilience, a symbol of Pontremoli's culture, which has been able to rise again even in difficult times. History tells us that, over the centuries, the castle served various purposes, from barracks to school, until it fell into oblivion and decay. But, like a phoenix, it rose again in the 1970s. Thanks to a careful restoration that restored Piagnaro Castle to its former splendor. In 1975, Professor Augusto Cesare Ambrosi inaugurated the steel statue museum inside the building, transforming it into an important cultural center celebrating local history and traditions. The steel statues housed in the museum are true megalithic works of art, dating from the 4th to the 1st millennium before Christ. The human figures, although abstract, evoke ancestral mysteries and tell of lost civilizations. Divided into three groups, A, B, and C, the statues were carved out of sandstone with the help of highly skilled craftsmen and are still a symbol of the identity of the Lunigiana, a cultural heritage deeply rooted in history. But the castle is not only the guardian of art and history. It is also the scene of legends that are interwoven with the daily life of Pontremoli. One of the most fascinating is that of the werewolf, a creature that is said to roam the streets of the village of Piagnaro, once a popular and poor district. Luigi Poletti, a poet from Pontremoli, described it as a disturbing hybrid, Mesomon Mescan, a being that moved into the shadow and spread terror among the inhabitants, especially during the nights of the full moon. Stories of the werewolf have been passed down from generation to generation, making the character a symbol of fear and curiosity. It is described as half naked, with only the fur of some animal thrown over its shoulders, hair black, dirty and very long. Always barefoot, it is said that he is seen at night in the village's sorchetti or on the roofs, and that the animals found dead around him, chickens, sheep, cows, dogs, are his work. If you cannot sleep, it is because you hear him howling. It has a name, the wolf. It is said not to go out at night when the moon is full, and if you meet him, you must hurry to climb more than 3 steps, for he cannot climb more than 3. The wolf lures stray dogs to him, rummages on all fours in the scraps of food left here and there, and rolls around in the dung heaps, perhaps to relieve his eagerness. Never look it in the eye. You will either die of fright, or it will attack you and eat you alive. The Piagnaro, with its stories and legends, remains a place of memory and discovery, a bridge between the past and the present, where every visitor can feel the call of history and imagination in an eternal embrace that envelops Pontremoli and its people.
The Luni Tourism Project is financed by the European Union through the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. Europe invests in rural areas. Measure 19.2 of GAL Lunigiana. The texts are by Sigeric Community Cooperative. The actors are Marco Brinzi, Guglielmo Favilla, and Cecilia Casini. The music is by Max De Aloe. Graphics by Studio Arcs and post-production by Archivi della Resistenza, Circolo Edoardo Bassignani. All podcast contents are available at istitutovalorizzazionecastelli.it.